In a speech to Parliament lasting about half an hour, President Emmerson Mnangagwa said the adoption of the new Zimbabwe currency in April was an important step towards stabilizing the domestic currency anchored by gold and other precious metal reserves. He said it was important to steady the economy and tame inflation.
Our current banking sector is on sound footing with sufficient capital and liquidity buffers, while profitability, asset quality and liquidity metrics have also remained stable. However, we note with concern the resurgence of parallel market activities driven by speculative tendencies. Corrective measures are being instituted to protect all Zimbabweans from economic disruptions. Together, let us lay a solid foundation for economic prosperity, peaceful development, and freedom from undue external interference.
Kudzai Mutisi, an independent commentator, commended Mnangagwa for his measures planned for the currency, which lost 44% of its value on the official market on Friday, sliding from 14 to 25 against the US dollar and to about 50 on the parallel market. Mutisi said allowing willing buyer, willing seller of the currency would stabilize it. He, however, said promises to support the currency should not just be words, but a policy that should be put into practice.
If it is not done in practice, then we still have the same problems that we have. For some time now, for months or several months, several weeks, you will have the exchange rate stagnant or at one position. Then it will explode somehow, because you cannot rig the markets. You cannot lie to the market. The market will always expose your lies. So it is a self-defeating move to lie that they are implementing a willing buyer, willing seller system and not implement it. So it is very important that after this announcement, the right thing is done.
Obed Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, says there's nothing from Mnangagwa's speech for his constituency. The teachers who have been eagerly waiting for the speech in light of the 44% plunge in their salaries on Friday, after the government had said the currency is gold-backed and would not lose value by such large margins.
We thought he was going to speak to the issue of corruption because we know how corruption is bleeding the economy. We thought he was going to give sound economic interventions to say how are we going to have growth, how are we going to improve production. He was silent on that. We thought he was going to speak on compensation of workers who lost their salaries when his currency was devalued. He never spoke anything to that. It's very unfortunate that we had to hear all that. For him, it was because he's forced by the constitution, but he appeared like someone who was not in the mood to play his constitution.
After Mnangagwa's speech, Zimbabwe's Minister of Finance Mthuli Ncube told reporters that the government would review civil servants' salaries. That would be certainly sweet music to ears of Masaraure and his constituency, government workers. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Mount Hamden, Zimbabwe.